Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. We already know that climate change is making natural disasters more extreme and happen more often. Home insurance is supposed to help us recover from those natural disasters, but now climate change is affecting that industry too. Juliana Marullo and Nat Hardy are here to walk us through how states are responding to this problem.
Hiya, Megan.
Hey there.
In our last episode, we talked about how climate change is making the home insurance industry more risky all over the country. So why should we be thinking about states?
Well, home insurance is regulated at the state level. There's an official, normally called the insurance commissioner, in each state, and their office sets the policies and regulations that the insurance companies have to follow.
That means some states, like California, regulate their insurance industry much more than other states, like Louisiana or New Hampshire.
What do they do to regulate insurance companies?
It looks different in different states. They give licenses to insurers, they make sure those insurers can pay their claims, and they approve the rates that companies charge homeowners.
And I imagine that means insurance rates are different in each state?
Exactly. These differences in regulation between states have created a really complicated insurance situation. To find out more, we spoke to an expert who studies how climate change and regulation are affecting insurance markets.
My name is Ishita Sen. I am an assistant professor of finance at Harvard Business School.
Ishita says that the way insurance markets are supposed to work is pretty straightforward.
Anyone would tell you places that are more exposed to disaster risk are the places where you would expect insurance prices to be higher.
Ishida and her colleagues published a study that showed, in reality, it's not that simple.
They found that in some states, insurance rates are artificially low. That means the rate doesn't match the actual risk of that house.
Why is that?
Well, the major insurance companies operate all over the country, right? In both more regulated and less regulated states. And it's easier to raise the rates in less regulated states where there's less oversight.
Some insurance companies deny this, but Ishida's study suggests that if a company can't raise the rate to reflect the full risk for a homeowner in, say, California, insurers might raise the rates on homeowners in a less regulated state, like Oklahoma, instead.
And Ishida says that's a problem.
To the extent that prices actually do not reflect these risks, then people may not actually fully internalize the costs of living in a high-risk area.
Okay, but why does it matter that the risk doesn't match the premiums?
On the one hand, in less regulated states where insurance rates are climbing, it can make homeownership way less affordable.
But the reality of climate change is that it's making more places susceptible to natural disasters, and the prices should reflect that.
At a certain point, we might have to pay more and accept the risk, or adjust where we're living.
I guess so. But California recently made some big changes to the way it regulates home insurance, right?
Yes. Major insurers like State Farm stopped offering new policies in the state, so the insurance commissioner made some reforms, hoping it would encourage them to come back.
The state has one of the most regulated insurance industries, and it's likely that regulation encouraged insurers to leave the state.
I see. So the regulations are causing this problem.
Partially, but it's not that simple. Dave Jones, the former insurance commissioner in California, says all sorts of states, those with tight regulations and those with looser rules, are all seeing the same phenomenon.
Which is insurance companies raising prices as well as declining to write and renew insurance. So there's not some get out of climate change deregulation card here that's going to solve the problem.
So if regulating more or less won't help, what's the solution?
We'll have to cover that in the next episode.
I guess so. Thanks, Juliana and Nat. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. Or follow us on social media at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.